What if courage isn't the absence of fear, but the decision to face life anyway, with your heart still open? Welcome to Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. I'm your host, Zero. In each episode, we explore the roots and evolution of the language we use every day, clearing up misconceptions and uncovering how these words shape our thoughts, our relationships, and the way we see ourselves and the world around us. Because when we start using our words more intentionally, we also start living more intentionally. The word courage is everywhere. It's tattooed on forearms, it's printed on coffee mugs. We say, stay strong, or be brave, like they're candy for the wounded. But when we look closer, courage is more than a call to arms. It's a call to presence. Courage comes from the Latin word cor, meaning heart. In its earliest uses, it didn't mean boldness in battle or reckless heroics. It meant to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. Think about that. True courage, at its origin, wasn't about fearlessness, it was about vulnerability, about telling the truth of your heart even when it's pounding. Courage isn't a lack of fear, it's moving forward what matters in spite of it. We often reserve the word courage for soldiers, firefighters, or people who risk it all publicly. But what about the quiet, everyday acts that no one sees? Getting out of bed when depression tells you not to. Telling your story even when your voice shakes. Letting go of something toxic without knowing what comes next. Saying, I forgive you, or I can't do this anymore. That's courage too, and it counts. Courage isn't just emotional, it's biological. Your nervous system assesses safety and threat constantly. When you step into an unknown, your body might scream, retreat. But when you ground yourself through breath, body, or connection, you create the space for a new response. Courage is a somatic act. It happens when you pause, when you feel fear and choose to keep going. When you engage your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest mode, and move from reaction to reflection. So courage isn't brute force. It's nervous system flexibility. There's a specific type of courage I want to talk about today. The courage to heal. I spent years numbing pain with downers. Pills that made everything quiet. Made me feel nothing. And for a while, that felt like safety. But in the quiet, I lost myself. And I watched others around me lose their lives to that same silence. Especially during the fentanyl epidemic. I'm a survivor of that battle, but not everyone gets to say that. On August 15th, 2025, I'll be at Our Candy Rose in Kansas City, a community hike and healing event in honor of my friend's daughter, who lost her life to mental health battle and addiction. It shook me, because her story could have been mine. Survivor's guilt is a real thing. You wonder, why not me? And you grieve, again and again, for those who didn't get the chance to come back. But courage, for me, is continuing to walk, not to forget, but to remember well, and to invite others back into the light with me. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, please know that there is help. There's the SAMHSA helpline, 1-800-622-HELP, that's 4357. It's 24/7 and confidential. There's shatterproof.org. It's an advocacy for recovery tools. And NA.org, Narcotics Anonymous, meetings and support. Another act of immense courage, leaving abuse. Courage looks like walking away from a place that once felt like home, but has become a threat. It looks like mothers protecting their children. It looks like survivors rebuilding their lives from nothing but willpower. In Kansas City, we're lucky to have Hope House, an organization dedicated to breaking the cycle of domestic violence. They provide emergency shelter, legal advocacy, therapy and trauma-informed care, and prevention education. But more than that, they offer dignity, safety, and a place where courage can begin to bloom again. The Hope House 24/7 hotline is 816-461-HOPE. That is 4673. Let's be honest. Some of the strongest people you know don't look courageous on the outside. But courage isn't always loud. Sometimes it's quiet, gentle, and barely visible to the outside world. So let me remind you, crying is courageous. Taking a break, courageous. Setting a boundary is courageous. And changing your mind, yep, you guessed it, courageous. The old narratives tell us that strong means emotionless, stoic. But true strength, it moves with emotion, not against it. If today's episode stirred something in you, if you're learning to live with more intention, tenderness, and courage, I invite you to visit sconeandscribe.com. There you'll find guided journals I've created for emotional exploration, ink and insight for everyday reflection and creative expression, breath and bone, a grounding journey through identity and embodiment, and remorse and release, a 90-day guided journal for healing, especially for those working through grief, shame, and self-forgiveness. It walks you through three phases: remorse, reckoning, and release, helping you soften towards yourself without losing your strength. You can also grab the free 7-day poetry prompt journal if you just need a safe place to begin. And if you want to carry a message with you, check out our Resilient and Courage shirts on our Etsy shop. That's etsy.com/shop/sconeandscribe. Because courage doesn't just live in words. It lives in what we wear, what we write, and how we show up. Here's something I want you to sit with. You don't have to be brave all the time to be brave. Courage isn't a permanent state. It's a practice. Some days, you'll collapse. Other days, you'll rise. Both are part of the story. If you're exhausted from always being strong, maybe today's act of courage is letting go, letting someone in, or letting yourself rest. This week, I want to challenge you to name one courageous thing you've done lately. Write it down, say it out loud, share it if you feel safe enough to. Then, choose a tiny act of courage to commit to this week. A hard conversation, a quiet boundary, a moment of softness. And if you're local to Kansas City, join me at Art Candy Rose on August 5th, 2025 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Whether you hike, write, or just hold space, it all matters. Because showing up is courage. Let's bring it all together. Courage isn't found in perfection. It's found in presence. It's not a mask. It's a muscle. It doesn't look the same every time, but it always begins with a heart willing to face life, with the shaking hands, with the trembling voice, with the tender truth of being human. So here's your reminder. You are not weak for needing support. You are not broken for feeling fear. You are not behind if you're still healing. You're courageous. Because you're still here, still trying, still showing up. That's it for this episode of Zero Meaning, where we unravel words, redefine perspectives, and empower healthy change. Words shape the way we think, and the way we think shapes the way we live. So choose your words wisely, question what you've been told, and never stop seeking the truth beneath the surface. Until next time, stay curious, stay mindful, and keep redefining meaning.